welcome to another episode of the Movement is Medicine podcast slash live stream. We're going to continue our discussion today on NAD. If you're new to the show, I'm Dr. Asi Okoji, Dr. O, and I focus on anything that has to do with health, whether that be medicine. I'm a medical doctor by trade, whether that be medicine, pharmaceuticals, supplements, physical activity, exercise, anything that's new happening in the anti-aging world. Health with regards to the things that we watch, to the things that we listen to, the things that we eat. So our show dives into all of that stuff. We also speak about politics, things that are going on in pop culture, because all that has to do with our health. And the title of the podcast is Movement is Medicine. And aside from the physical movement, the movement of our minds, what we see, what we hear, how we interpret what we see and what we hear. So we pretty much dabble into every aspect of life and see how that affects our health and see how we can make that into medicine. Today, we're going to be focusing on NAD. You can see my screen here. It might be a new topic, something unfamiliar to most of you guys, but we're focusing a lot this month on anti-aging and some of the new things that are coming out, or some of the popular things, rather, that are coming out in the anti-aging world. So a lot of us, you know, are starting to get older. Many of us are starting to get older, and you know, with technology and, you know, the millennial generation, now even Generation Z, we're finding ways to slow down that aging process. Even some doctors now consider aging to be a disease that we're trying to find the cure for. So there's some foundational things that have to be established when dealing with anti-aging and when dealing with trying to optimize life as we get older. And that, of course, has to do with our diet. First of all, you know, making sure that we're not consuming too many processed foods, making sure that we are getting enough fruits and vegetables, getting proper hydration, not only from the intake of water, but consuming foods that have a lot of water in them. So fruits, juicy fruits, certainly is the number one thing for that, followed by sleep. So getting proper rest and differentiating between rest and sleep. Actually recharging the body, you know, getting levels of growth hormone to be released during certain stages of sleep and waking up rested. So we have food, we have sleep, and then we have physical activity as well. So moving the body, moving, lubricating the joints, taking the muscles and joints through all the ranges of motion is very important. And then we dive into some other things, emotions, being able to be vulnerable, being able to be sympathetic and empathetic, being able to express your truth. These are all the foundational things that help us to live an optimized life. So when we start to do that, of course, naturally, our life will be enhanced. But some of us who are looking to optimize the way we live and to age gracefully and to still be able to do some of the things that we were doing when we were younger, as we get older, we start to look into some other things. So NAD is one of them. I'm just going to do a quick Bing search here of what is NAD. True Niagen. So True Niagen is, I believe they're a supplement company, but this is the first thing that comes up. So let's just dig into it. What is NAD? NAD is an acronym for nicotinamide adenine dinucleotide. It's an essential coenzyme required by every living cell in your body and helps to generate energy. Without NAD, your heart wouldn't pump blood through its veins, your lungs wouldn't pull in any air, and the neurons in your brain wouldn't fire. I'm going to kind of go skip through this. I don't have to read every single bit of it. Now, early human clinical trials show that NAD plays with aging cells. Hassini Musidi and a team of researchers from the University of South Wales uncovered age-associated changes in relation with low NAD levels. Their research shows that NAD levels decline as much as 50% between the ages of 40 and 60, and low levels of NAD are linked to many age-related health issues. Okay, so we see this thing, NAD. It's an enzyme that is around almost every single cell in our body, and as we get older, these levels decline, and it's associated with age-related things. Let's see. So obviously they're trying to sell a supplement. As a dietary supplement, NAD comes in two forms, NAD plus and NADH. So we have this enzyme, niacin. Okay, so niacin as an NAD boosting supplement. Nicotinic acid, commonly known as niacin, is a form of vitamin B3 that can elevate these NAD levels. Again, this enzyme that declines as we age and is associated with age-related diseases and disease processes. Unlike the straight NAD supplement, niacin is a precursor to NAD, and it's a building block for the molecule that eventually becomes NAD through a series of chemical processes. NAM is the second form, is also a precursor to NAD, and R is also another precursor to NAD. NMN, another precursor to NAD. Tryptophan as an NAD boosting supplement. So all of these things are precursors to this key enzyme in our body. Let's see if we can go to another website. Let's go to Google, see what Google says. Endocrinology, NAD, okay, let's bulletproof.com. What is NAD benefits? Is NAD the anti-aging miracle pill? Let's dig into that. Here's what the science says. NAD, or nicotinamide adenine dinucleotide, is a coenzyme that plays a key role in many biological processes. NAD benefits includes protecting the cells from stress, maintaining healthy sleep cycles, and helping our cells with DNA damage. High-quality NAD supplement can support healthy aging since your natural levels decline as you get older. So we're starting to establish things from a couple different sources of what NAD is. What is NAD and why do I need it? So it's a helper molecule, and it picks up electrons and charged hydrogen molecules. It becomes NADH and drops them off. If you remember from your old school chemistry class, it's dropping off these electrons in the electron transport chain, which yield ATP, which is pretty much our energy currency in our body. So reading on a microscopic level, your mitochondria, which is the battery pack of your cells, or we call the powerhouse of your cells, uses energy to do things they need to in order to maintain homeostasis and repair themselves when damage or stress happens. So mitochondrial dysfunction can have a significant trickle-down effect in terms of age-related brain disorders. This has been studied in mice, Parkinson's disease, and Alzheimer's. So NAD helps to fuel the powerhouse of your cells, yield energy, and help to fight off some of these age-related diseases. That's why it's pretty big in the anti-aging world. Okay. How NAD works, helps with cellular metabolism, giving the body energy. NAD and its benefits. The activation of many of your body's key processes wouldn't be possible without NAD. I've read and seen so many places that if you're completely out of NAD, you would die in a matter of minutes because it plays such a key role in cellular function and in so many organs and organ systems in the body. So this coenzyme is needed in metabolic pathways like glycolysis, oxidation and oxidative phosphorylation, the products of producing significant amounts of energizing ATP, like I said before. ATP, just think of that as our energy currency in our body. Plus, the role of NAD in longevity and long-term cellular health has made it a very popular topic in the anti-aging crowd. Let's take a closer look at some of the benefits of NAD. So this is the big one. It supports healthy aging. That's why it's really popular now. So this is good. We can dig into this a little bit. Proteins that regulate biological pathways called sirtuin protect your cells from age-related decline. So essentially, what people are trying to do and what we're trying to regulate is how can we increase these proteins called sirtuins. And sirtuins help to protect the body from age-related decline, age-related diseases, the signs of aging, fine lines, wrinkles, all that, cognitive dysfunction, losing your memory, all that stuff, your mental sharpness. So the more we can maintain or increase our sirtuin level, the slower the aging process, the slower that decline that happens when we start to age. You see this as well in long-term fasting. Folks who fast for extended periods of time, I'm not sure how it goes with intermittent fasting, but when folks do a fast, straight fast, water fast for certain, from what I read, anywhere between, let's say 5 days, 5 days of water fasting, these sirtuin levels increase. So we're trying to find ways that we can increase these sirtuin levels and slow the aging process. So your cells use NAD to make sirtuin proteins work. So the thing we're chasing is these sirtuin levels, and we need the NAD to kind of fuel them. Think of sirtuins as regulators. They play a crucial role in maintaining the length of the telomeres. And we know that as the telomeres shorten, telomere shortening is a sign of aging. So DNA strand end caps that keep our chromosomes from unraveling, scientists have linked long telomeres with longevity. So it's just a trickle-down process, right? We see that as telomere shortening is slowed down, then we experience longevity, longer life, better quality of life. Sirtuins play a major role in slowing down the telomere shortening. NAD plays a major role in fueling their sirtuin levels to help the telomeres from shortening. So it's kind of a step A, step B, step C kind of thing. So what we're trying to do is increase our natural levels of NAD, and we also try to supplement it so that we can increase our sirtuin, so we can slow our telomeres from shortening, and which in turn will give us longer life and better quality of life. Here, the thing is, your NAD levels drop as you get older. It's a theme. You get older, lower NAD levels, lower levels of sirtuins, telomeres start to shorten, you start to have signs of aging, and age-related disease comes up. So what else does NAD do? It makes cells resistant to stress and protects the brain. It helps repair DNA. It helps you sleep and eat at the right time. Let's go into this one. So that's just having to do with the circadian rhythm, which is the sleep-wake cycle. So a healthy circadian rhythm, sirtuins and NAD are all interconnected. Sirtuins depend on NAD to work properly. Circadian rhythm determines when NAD is available. If either sirtuins or NAD gets disrupted, your circadian rhythm goes haywire. Researchers have demonstrated this by disrupting the circadian rhythm in mice and suppressing their specific sirtuin, which depends on NAD to do its thing. I mean, it's unfortunate. A lot of these studies are done on mice and yeast. So the mice are certainly our guinea pigs, you could say. But again, it's just another benefit of NAD and having activation of these proteins called sirtuins. It goes the other way too. When mice had too much NAD, their activity and rest patterns went wonky due to disruption of their circadian rhythm. Additionally, the circadian rhythm regulates the release of hunger hormones, which is called ghrelin. So ghrelin is the hunger hormone. It's an interesting interplay, and it kind of all goes back to fasting. I mean, what I'm learning digging into the anti-aging world and anti-aging community, I'm pretty sure that there's a consensus, certainly with my colleagues, that the best thing to do is to fast. And to some degree, to some form. That's why intermittent fasting is so popular. But fasting helps to release growth hormone, because when you don't eat, there's a hunger hormone called ghrelin that gets released. And it's mostly increased levels of this hunger hormone are closely tied to release of growth hormone. And growth hormone is released at night. And what are you doing at night? You're fasting. You're not eating. So I think we see the strongest pulse of growth hormone happens when you're asleep. Because that ghrelin hormone also is increased. So that's why intermittent fasting is quite popular now. Everybody's fasting. Everybody's doing some sort of fasting, you know, fruit fast, water fast, juice fast. I'm fasting from eating meat. I'm fasting from sweets. Pretty much all of these diets, what they're telling you to do is to decrease the amount of food and increase the amount of time between your meals, in order to have some of these benefits. Sirtuin levels rise, growth hormone levels get released, NAD is feeding these sirtuin levels, and it's just an overall positive aspect. So what I'm noticing in the anti-aging community is we're trying to find enzymes and molecules, and we're trying to support enzymes and molecules that benefit us, but we can also get them naturally by fasting. So that's why I'm certainly a proponent of fasting as much as possible. Doing it the right way, of course, making sure you're getting your proper nutrients, vitamins, and minerals in there. But intermittent fasting is an easy way to do that. We'll talk a little bit more about that later. NAD supplements and how to increase your NAD levels. Moving right along, you can consume NAD supplements. There you go, Niagen. That was that first page that we went to. So Niagen is a popular NAD supplement. And again, it's you're not getting NAD by itself. You're getting NR, which is nicotinamide riboside. It is a form of NAD, or it's a precursor to NAD that your body will convert to NAD, and then you'll get the benefit. Up your NAD building blocks. Give your body the raw materials to make NAD precursors, because we can naturally do it ourselves, with which help your body produce NAD naturally, specifically tryptophan, NMN, and then nicotinic acid, nicotinamide riboside. That's what we spoke about before. Take oxaloacetate, a higher ratio of NAD to NAD. NAD plus to NADH helps you make more energy and makes your cells work better. Animal studies show that oxaloacetate may activate the longevity pathway in a similar way that caloric restriction does. Again, there you go with the fasting. These are just key words. Caloric restriction, limiting your foods. These are all just other ways to say eat less and increase the time from when you're eating. So in roundworm studies, oxaloacetate converted to malate, which raised NAD plus to NADH ratio. This made more NAD plus available for the roundworms to use. Even though human research isn't there, if you want to see how fascinating the ingredient can, how fascinating ingredients can support energy production, you can try this keto prime supplement. Somebody's advertising something here. This highly bioavailable form of oxaloacetate supports healthy cells so they can produce clean energy. Somebody's trying to sell something, but essentially what they're saying is that if you increase your oxaloacetate intake, which you can get from keto prime supplement, that your body can increase its NAD plus to NADH ratio, which would have you increase your NAD levels. But again, in the worms, what they did, they just found that basically if you eat less or increase the time between your meals, you get some of these benefits. Follow a high-fat, low-carb keto diet. Again, what is a ketogenic diet is restricting something. You're having less carbohydrates. These are all just keywords for fasting. And then the next step is to do intermittent fasting. Restricting your eating increases NAD levels through caloric restriction, and periods of fasting will do it. Those weren't sustainable for long term. Intermittent fasting is. So this is kind of like what I said before. If you know, people who fasted for long periods of time without any food notice an increase in this sirtuin level. But what they're saying here, and it's kind of true, that it's difficult to be working and living and not eating. So intermittent fasting is kind of another way to do that. Again, the theme is just to eat less and increase the time in between your meals. A lot of these studies that are done on NAD there isn't any human published human trials on them. So again, a lot of these studies are done on mice and roundworms and yeast. And so we're taking the data that we get from that and implementing into humans. And NAD, these NAD precursors like the true niagen, the NMN, the nicotinamide riboside, they're relatively safe. But what I've been implementing in my own practice is just giving NAD, the final product, straight up. You can get it from your doctor in an intravenous form. So it comes in liquid and you get it in an IV. So doctor puts a catheter in your vein and drips this NAD directly into the bloodstream. And I'm a big proponent of IV therapy over pill or oral supplementation. That could be really great. If that's all they have access to, that certainly works. But the fastest way to get something into the bloodstream is just to get it directly in there. When you take food orally or you take supplements orally, your body has to process them. It has to digest them, has to go through the liver and the kidneys, take out what it needs, and then dump what it doesn't. But if you get it IV, you're just getting the nutrients straight into the system, and the effect can be felt a little bit faster. So these supplements are great, again, but they're precursors. And I'm always a big fan. If you can get it in straight into the vein, into the bloodstream, we can do that. So NAD, very, very popular in the anti-aging world. I'm pretty sure you're going to start to hear more and more about it. It's definitely a hot topic in the anti-aging medicine realm. Here we go. Studies show that boosting NAD plus levels can extend lifespan in yeast, worms, and mice. Animal research also indicates that NAD's promise for improving several aspects of health. Raising levels of this molecule in old mice appears to rejuvenate the mitochondria, the cell's factories, which falter over time. And this has to do with cancer research. So, who should get on NAD? I would say anybody, especially over the age of 40. These levels start to decline, and it kind of falls suit with hormones. Certain hormones start to decline as we age. So if we're trying to stay on top of the aging process and we're trying to optimize our living, optimize our life, then we definitely have to think about supplementing NAD. Let's see if there's some more natural ways. Exercise. Okay. How to increase NAD levels naturally. This is through the Springfield Wellness Center. Fast. Very good. The very first thing we see here, fasting. That's the number one way. Fasting is practiced in many religions throughout the world. In addition to its spiritual benefits, it turns out that fasting is beneficial for our health. Fasting has been shown to increase the levels of NAD and sirtuins. We've talked about that. The proteins which have been found to slow the aging process. While fasting is effective in increasing NAD levels, drastic reduction in caloric intake or fasting can have a counterproductive effect. There's also some speculation that intermittent fasting or adopting a low-carb ketogenic diet may also provide similar positive effects. So there's not hard data that intermittent fasting provides the same effect as straight prolonged fasting. I spent about a month in a fasting clinic, in California, and some of the effects were amazing. Certainly with just general disease prevention, but there was a lot of talk about, you know, how much can somebody, you know, do intermittent fasting and get that same benefit where the sirtuin level, those proteins that help to slow the aging process, if that's possible to do by doing intermittent fasting. And I guess the jury's still out on that. But aside from that, intermittent fasting has so many other benefits, which probably has crossover. So fasting is a great way to do it naturally. Nicotinamide riboside dietary supplements. That's what we talked about before. Nicotinamide riboside is a precursor to NAD. And so you can take that supplement and you can increase your NAD levels naturally and get all the benefits. Exercise is one of the easiest and most cost-effective methods for boosting NAD levels. When we exercise, our bodies need energy, which comes from NAD. Basically, exercise forces our body to produce more mitochondria, which are the powerhouses of the cells. This increased production of mitochondria results in a natural boost in NAD levels in the body. So yeah, mitochondria is the powerhouse. We need it for energy. When you exercise, you need more energy. The body makes more NAD because it's needed for energy. So interesting. I haven't seen this one. Too much sunlight may not be too good. I live in Oregon, so this doesn't really apply to me, but let's see. Research has shown that too much direct sunlight exposure can deplete the body of NAD levels. This is because our body uses NAD to repair cells, which gets damaged as a result of direct UV exposure from the sunlight. In case you feel that excessive sunlight exposure is inevitable for you, you should wear sunblock, sunscreen, and sunglasses. That's interesting. That's an interesting point. Again, if you recall earlier, we were talking about some of the things that NAD does, and it helps to repair damaged DNA. And so too much ultraviolet light can damage the DNA, which, you know, damage the skin cancer, things like that. So if you're putting the body in a state where it has to use up a lot of its NAD because you're having a lot of DNA damage from the sun, I haven't read that before. That's interesting. So again, just another good rule of thumb. Don't be in the sun all day fully unexposed. Sunblock, sunscreen is great. And even sunglasses are good too. So some foods that boost NAD levels: dairy, milk, not into that. Fish, mushrooms, yeast, green vegetables, there you go. Whole grains, cut down on alcoholic beverages. It seems like if you have a pretty solid, healthy diet, then the NAD levels can increase. This is good stuff here. Exercise, eat right, get some sun, but not too much, and eat good food, but not too much. So yeah, that's NAD for you. We've gone over it. So just to kind of summarize, NAD is an enzyme that's involved in a bunch of processes in the body. It declines as we age, and a decline in NAD is related to age-related disease processes, especially Alzheimer's and dementia. Most of the studies, pretty much all the studies that have been done and been verified, have been done on mice and yeast and worms. There's not a lot of human trials done, but I think because of the low side effect profile of NAD, a lot of doctors, including myself, are using this and finding pretty good benefit with it. The ways you can boost your NAD levels naturally are through fasting, intermittent fasting. The jury is still out if that boosts NAD the same way as straight fasting. You can take NAD precursors in oral form. So NMN, NR, True Niagen is something that we looked up. You can also take NAD directly intravenously. Get with your doctor and do that. Some interesting stuff that we found out: too much sun can damage the cells. And one of NAD's main job is cellular repair. So if you're constantly damaging your cells and causing DNA damage by being in the sun too much, you can deplete your NAD. And then you can boost NAD naturally with certain foods, fish, dairy, milk, green vegetables, things of that nature. NAD helps to increase sirtuin levels, which are these longevity proteins that help people fight off these age-related diseases and live a kind of a healthy life as they age. And it's also associated with counteracting the shortening of telomeres, which are the end caps of the DNA that shorten as we age. So NAD is a pretty powerful enzyme there. So I would get with your doctor, or you could follow me on Instagram, Okoji Wellness. I'm Dr. Okoji. I use a lot of this NAD in my own practice. I'll give you a quick story. I have a patient who has been dealing with relapsing remitting MS, or multiple sclerosis, and it's a neurological condition. It's an autoimmune condition, and the symptoms vary. I mean, fatigue, neurological, like pins and needles, having decreased energy, being really dizzy, just not having that drive. So this particular patient, her main symptoms was that she had tinnitus, ringing in the ears, some decreased motor function in her left arm, feeling really lightheaded and dizzy. And I put her through a course of NAD intravenously and completely resolved her lightheadedness and dizziness. I mean, she's still dealing with some tinnitus and her fatigue symptoms aren't completely resolved, but the way that NAD IV is typically packaged is that you want to increase those levels pretty strongly. So you get a series of 2 to 4 in a row. You hit them pretty hard with that. And then it's just a kind of a maintenance thing over time. So in the absence of somebody having an acute condition, I would say, you know, find a practitioner or a clinic who obviously knows what they're doing and get maybe a treatment, a series of 2 to 3 in a row, and then go in every six to 8 weeks and just get a booster. It's a pretty powerful enzyme. So the drip has to be really slow. It can take anywhere between 2.5 to 4 hours per session to get that NAD in the system. But the benefits have been proven to be positive. A lot of my colleagues use this as well. And it's something that's pretty strong in the anti-aging world, like I said, and pretty strong in my practice. So that's NAD for you. If anyone has any questions about anything in the anti-aging world, again, this podcast is titled Movement is Medicine. So we talk about medicine, supplements, pharmaceuticals. We talk about things that affect us mentally, physically, emotionally. We talk about food. We talk about politics, because all of this has to do with our health. And we try to see what we're ingesting via our ears, our mouth, our eyes, our nose, and our spirit, and find out how we can take that and use that as medicine. So I will be back on Friday with another topic. Feel free to message me or hop on the chat if you guys want to discuss anything with regard to health. And I appreciate y'all for listening. Check me out on the Movement is Medicine podcast here on Twitch, or Dr. Akoji at Akoji Wellness on Instagram. And then akojiwellness.com is my website. Again, this is Dr. Akoji. I'm a naturopath in Vancouver, Washington. And until next time, thanks so much.